It's said that reading can transport you to different worlds, and we here at the Weekly Reader mean to prove the point. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today our book critic Marianne Winnick is here with a pair of novels that will take readers to a fictional past in New York City and a possible near future on the West Coast. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. The title of Tom Barbash's new novel, Dakota Winters, refers not to the U.S. Western state, but to the famous apartment building on Central Park at 72nd Street in New York City. As Barbash writes, what Jaws did for the ocean, Rosemary's Baby did for the Dakota. But that was before John Lennon's murder sealed its place in history forever. John Lennon is just the largest of several celebrity characters in this novel, set firmly in the pop culture of the late 70s, from the 1978 Winter Olympics to the early Manhattan punk clubs to the doomed Teddy Kennedy campaign. The narrator is Anton Winter, 23-year-old son of a fictional talk show host named Buddy Winter, a figure just as beloved as Johnny Carson, who in this story is Buddy's pal and gave him his start. But as the novel opens, it's been 2 years since Buddy had a very public nervous breakdown during a live broadcast, walked off the set, and disappeared. Not long after he returned, his son Anton tried to escape the family drama by joining the Peace Corps and going to Africa. But now he's had to come home after almost dying of malaria. He slips easily back into the job he's done since he was a little boy, his father's personal assistant and co-writer, now helping him engineer a TV comeback. Through Buddy's friendship with John Lennon, the two of them enjoy going together to float in a sensory deprivation tank, Anton gets to know him too. And some of the novel's most riveting scenes take place on a sea voyage they take to Bermuda. Even the sea voyage is based on a real journey Lennon took. This author's ability to animate and ventriloquize the past is really magical. Putting words in the mouth of John Lennon seems a really daunting project. But whether you are from the 70s, as I am, or just interested in it as history, I recommend you watch Tom Barbash pull it off. Now to the West Coast and the present, or the very near future. Helen Schulman's latest, Come to Me, is set in the heart of Silicon Valley, Palo Alto. What would it be like if exploring how your life would have turned out if you'd made different choices along the way was something you could do using an app? Some of the characters in the novel get to try that out. Dan is a journalist who's been unemployed too long and is having a midlife crisis. His wife, Amy, works for the 19-year-old kid who invented that app in his dorm room at Stanford. Their son, Jack, has a serious girlfriend who lives in Texas, but they spend literally all their waking hours together via Skype and FaceTime. She even has dinner with the family. Around these main characters, Schulman brings to life a large cast of supporting players with intelligence and humor, though the story veers pretty suddenly into tragedy in the final third. The questions it raises are profound and engaging. Who doesn't sometimes worry about the consequences of decisions past and present, big and small? Helen Schulman is a very good writer, and I found this unusual combination of domestic drama and sci-fi quite entertaining.
The books are Dakota Winters by Tom Barbash and Come With Me by Helen Schulman. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.